Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today is the General Manager of Football for the Sturt Football Club. That's David Odie. How are you, David?
Excellent, thanks, Zach, and thanks very much for having me on.
Not a problem at all. Thanks for joining us on Tuesday after a long Easter weekend. It seems so long ago since the Double Blues played Glenelg at Gliderol Stadium. Unfortunately for Blues fans, it was a 61-point loss, and certainly not helped by the fact that another injury came out of the contest, and that was to star small forward Ben Hansen with an ankle injury. Dave, can you bring us up to speed as to the latest on Ben Hansen?
Yeah, we saw Ben this morning, and his ankle is still quite sore, but not swollen, and he's hopeful of seeing the doctor today. We're hopeful that he will actually play next Tuesday, because we've got the long break, so from a Friday to a Tuesday, we're hopeful, but he may miss one game.
Okay. When did he do the injury?
Very early in the first quarter, rolled his ankle. I think he trod on another player's boot and just rolled his ankle over early in the game.
Okay. So not looking too serious at this stage, which is positive.
Yeah, well, that's certainly a positive. It hasn't swollen up, but we had no diagnosis over the weekend. So at the moment, it looks like a rolled ankle. There's hopefully no worse.
Yep. Okay. Well, that's reasonably positive, because I guess there are quite a few star players still sidelined. So while we've got you on the line, we thought we'll catch up and get a bit of an update as to where some of those guys are at. I guess two key midfielders are missing at the moment in Aidan Riley and James Battersby. Riley with that broken nose and Battersby with a finger tendon injury. Aidan Riley probably another fortnight away.
Yeah, we think Aidan, he unfortunately had to have a bone put back into place just behind his nose, so he'll miss at least one more, and maybe two, we think. So definitely miss Anzac Day at this stage. Yep. And your Bats's finger, he couldn't tackle with his finger, so he had to have had surgery on it, and he'll be probably round six, we think.
Okay. When did the Battersby one happen, in a trial match?
Yeah, very early in the Port trial, so in the first 5 minutes he went to tackle and just got it caught in the jumper and it tore the tendon. So bad luck.
Nasty. And Tom Harms, such a reliable defender as well, he's about due back about the same time as Battersby with his knee ailment?
Yes, so he's had a few different bits of help from the doctors on his knee, and they're trying to get his cartilage to settle. But you were hopeful around 6 to 8, somewhere in there, we hope he'll be back then. And he'll need a couple of games in the reserves to get back to full strength, but hopefully by around 6 he'll be back.
Sam Jonas, with a hamstring niggle, it keeps cropping up, I understand.
Yeah, Sam's hamstring's been a frustration for him. It started all the way back in November at pre-season, and he's really diligent with all his rehab, always in the gym, always doing what he's asked. But unfortunately, every time he jumps up to the next level of training, he gets a tweak in it, and the last one was quite a bad little tear again. So it's very frustrating for Sam, and we don't actually have an exact time back, and we're hopeful in sort of 4 to 5 weeks, but there is no certainty at this stage.
Okay. Well, fingers crossed he can get on top of that. On a positive note, Henry Voigt, who had a broken hand, he's nearing a return.
Yeah, big Henry trained well over the pre-season, and then 2 weeks before the first trial broke a little bone in his hand, but he was back training last week, and we're hopeful that he might play in the Anzac Day clash at Peter Motley Oval.
Okay. Would he come straight into the league side, or would he's probably run through the reserves first of all?
Well, I think probably he needs to come back through the reserves, only because they're tall players in the league have been good. Yeah. So Reed, Perella and Osborne have all been, and Corey Bidd has been very good, so yeah, that hasn't been our weakness so far. So, Henry will have to do a little bit of time in the reserves, I think, to get some fitness back and push his spot from there.
And, of course, another man who brings plenty of tall timber to the lineup will return to the club, which is Callum Coleman-Jones, and also his offsider, Jordan Houlihan, half forward, and plenty of leap from his point of view. They've been away with the AFL Academy, so nice to have those boys back too.
Yeah, certainly. Callum Coleman-Jones goes to school at Scotch College, so we're very keen to get him some game time before he goes back to school. Mm-hmm. And he was very good in the league trials, so he was certainly not be a certainty for selection in the league team, but definitely push the guys there. His trial form was really, really good. Mm. And Jordan's had a sore, bad shoulder, reconstructed shoulder, but he played in the AFL Academy game last week, got through fine, so he'll definitely push his claim either in the under-18s or the reserves this week.
Okay. Positive to see. After the game on Good Friday, obviously, no doubt would have been a bit sombre mood in the rooms. Dave, how's the playing group reacted since?
Yeah, that wasn't the most joyous after game, that's for sure. And don't forget, we played two reasonably good quarters, so the first half was quite good. Yeah, unfortunately, we got beaten inside in the third quarter and on the outside. And the boys, yeah, they had plenty to think about after the game. And we actually gave the players the weekend off, and they're training in tonight. We train four times this week, but they've had a bit of time to get away, hopefully clear their heads. Their footy has been, their best footy has been good enough. Yeah. It's just whether they can sustain that effort for a bit longer, that's all.
Yeah, because we saw that in the round one game against the Crows. If you had to brought that last quarter performance for the four quarters, you'd probably have a comfortable win.
Yeah, we certainly don't. That was a brilliant quarter of football from the Sturt men. That was one of the best quarters of footy I've seen. You don't expect that all the time, but what you do expect is a good competition. And yeah, unfortunately, for three of our eight quarters so far, we haven't really been fiercely competitive. So we're just going to make sure we fix that up. And then when the good happens, you cash in when those moments are there.
And then a tough ask on Anzac Day, of course, Woodville West Torrens, and they're up and flying, and even though they've had quite a few personnel changes, Coach Michael Godden's got them running up really well.
Yeah, and I watched them again on the weekend, and yeah, Nick's done a fantastic job coaching them, so when you go and watch them play, you can definitely see what they're trying to do, and they're a really good kicking team, and he's added a bit of outside speed, so they will certainly be another good test for us. We haven't found it easy against the Eagles, and I'm sure next Tuesday will be a similar battle.
Well, Dave, thank you very much for your time today on Sample Radio, bringing us up to date with everything happening out there at Peter Motley Oval, and specifically the injury toll. Hopefully those boys can get back on the park sooner rather than later, but we wish you all the best during the week, and certainly in the lead-up to the big Anzac Day clash next Tuesday.
Thanks very much for having me, Zach. That's great. See you then.